The limits of unlimited vacation benefits. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This is the week the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates, he said confidently. It'll be the first move down for rates since the U.S. economy emerged from the Great Recession. This morning, one of the Fed's favorite measures came out. Personal consumption rose only slightly, suggesting the U.S. economy is losing a bit of steam, with prices up just 0.2%, with food and fuel stripped out. This will fit into the pre-existing views of many of the guardians of interest rates. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. She's with me today in the studio. Hi.
Good morning.
So the Federal Reserve in just a matter of minutes is going to start meeting, but their decision is until tomorrow, Wednesday. What's the expectation? Just say it.
So expectation is that rates come down by 0.25%.
What if they move rates down even more?
That would be seen as an upside surprise by the market. They'd think that was great support. And I think right now that would be a positive.
Okay, because the cost of borrowing gets cheaper, their
exactly.
costs go down. But doesn't it also suggest if such a thing were to happen that maybe something is more wrong with the economy than we thought?
Well, unfortunately, with the market's short-term view, the market sees that as things are getting cheaper, it's easier to borrow, it's good for companies.
What if the Federal Reserve doesn't cut interest rates tomorrow?
If they don't, I think that would really shock the market and we'd see a negative surprise.
Negative surprise. All right. Well, we'll be here to cover whatever eventuality. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
United Airlines is buying a stake in Clear, which can save some people time at airports and sports stadia using finger and eye scans. Delta also owns a piece of Clear. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looked into the attraction here.
When you're at the airport, there are so many lines. Even before the baggage x-rays and the body scans, there is a line to check your bag and get your boarding pass, and to get to the podium where a TSA agent checks your ID. Clear lets you skip that last line and scan your eye or fingerprint at a kiosk instead. United, like Delta, is offering the service for free to the highest tier members of its Mileage Club and giving other members a discount. Samuel Engel at the consulting firm ICF says this is about holding on to frequent flyers.
These airlines want to cement their relationship with their most valuable customers.
Many people can't afford Clear. It costs more than $100 a year, even with the airline discounts, and $179 full price. Henry Hardeveld at the travel industry firm Atmosphere Research Group says some folks think it widens the gap that's already on full display at airports.
Those who have the means or fly most frequently get tangibly better treatment. And some people ask if it's fair for a private sector company to offer this expedited access.
A spokesman for United told us the airline is just trying to give its customers options. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Many tech companies, including Netflix and LinkedIn, offer employees unlimited vacation time, but you know there's a catch. From our workplace culture desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looked into how guilt is replacing hard limits.
When software engineer Ron Buencamino joined a small tech startup with an unlimited vacation policy several years ago, his imagination went wild.
I was jazzed, actually, because I figured, oh, hey, I can continue to do a lot of traveling, or I would be able to go out and see friends or, you know, live the kind of life that I wanted to live.
But pretty early into the gig, reality came crashing down, and that life he wanted to live?
Not even close.
In the year and a half he spent with the company, he took no big vacations, just a day off here and there. With unrelenting deadlines and no one to fill in for him, he just didn't feel comfortable asking for time off.
You don't want to go and take your break and come back and feel like you've rubbed people the wrong way.
And that's pretty common, says Dan Schaubel of the HR advisory firm Future Workplace.
An unlimited vacation day policy creates more guilt around going on vacation because if you take too many days and your teammates don't, you feel like they have the upper hand when it comes to career advancement.
A study from HR software company Namely found that employees with unlimited vacation actually took fewer days off. Jeannie Schad with staffing firm Rise Smart says the policies can be a benefit for employees, but it really depends on the culture of the company.
So every company has what's written in their manual, and then there's the unwritten manual of what people actually do. And that tends to be what employees follow.
Jonathan Wasserstrom, who's worked in the startup world, knows all about that.
I'm saying this with like fake air quotes, but it's really cool to say like you haven't taken a vacation in 3 years is like a badge of courage.
So when he became CEO of commercial real estate company Squarefoot, he wanted to do things differently. He offers employees unlimited vacation, but they have to take at least 2 weeks. Wasserstrom says he takes much more than that himself.
The goal for me is so that the rest of my leadership team sees that. And then the goal for the leadership team is that the managers see that. And the goal for the managers is that the entry-level people see that.
Meanwhile, software engineer Ron Buencamino has moved to a different job, one with a less glamorous-sounding limited vacation policy.
Once you accrue vacation, you're able to quantify it a bit more. It makes you more cognizant of the fact that you should be taking this vacation because you did earn it.
And take it he has. He just returned from a whole 9 days off in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And wealthy parents have come up with a new dodge to get more college financial aid for their children. They legally transfer the child to someone else so the student doesn't have to list themselves as a dependent of the affluent parents, making them look poorer on the financial aid forms. Chicago is apparently a hotbed of this. The U.S. Department of Education is investigating. And both ProPublica and The Wall Street Journal have this separately today, citing experts who say the practice is legal. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.